Okay. Yeah, that's fine. I think it's I-69 and Imlay City Road is probably where that's at. I don't think there's a whole lot going on in Imlay City, so I'd imagine that's where it's got to be by. But yeah, that's fine. If, as long as I got nothing going on, I'm thinking maybe Sunday I'll try and convince my my kids to see if they want to go for a ride with me. And yeah, that's fine. I have no issue with that. But like I said, I'll send you a response email with my phone number in there, so that way we can touch base with your parents and make it hopefully make it work out this weekend.
Yeah, Roger, that'll be really nice. Yeah, I'll give my parents your phone number, so yeah, you guys can figure things out. But yeah, well, I seen the range on it. Well, on my place, and I'm planning on placing that base antenna on my like roof of my house, so I can get into the KFBI. If I can do it, I can get in pretty clear with that Bow Fang handheld. It's a 10-watt radio with a 3-foot tape on it. But yeah, that's awesome. That's, again, really nice to you. I don't know if you heard me talking on the KFBI, but it was like a lot of things happening at once because on the East Coast Reflector, I was playing basketball and I got this email and basically his name is John. He was sending me a UHF roll-up antenna. I've never heard of him, but that was really unexpected. I was really happy about that. And then Ryan messaged me about you wanting to give me that radio, and I was like, a lot of events happening. I'm really happy.
Yeah, I saw Brian last night at the meeting. He told me that he was going to email you. So I'm glad he did that, and I'm glad it got to Tim and got to me. So, you know, worked out right. It's meant to happen kind of thing, you know, I think. So I think that's pretty cool. But I am at where I need to be, so I'm going to have to let you go. And I'll say 7-3 to you. And, yeah, I will get that number to you and see if we can make it happen.